AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 60-year-old Missouri man is dead. His car swept off a road by floodwater about 60 miles southwest of St. Louis. Heavy rain in the forecast as the remnants of Tropical Storm Bill move inland. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
Some of that rain will actually impact parts of the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic as we get toward the latter part of the week.
Forecasters are calling for generally 3 to 6 inches of rain today, up to a foot possible in some places of Texas, and flash flood warnings have already been posted in several parts of southeast Texas. More firefighters headed to Alaska from the lower 48 as well as Canada to take on a pair of wildfires north and south of Anchorage that have forced hundreds of people to evacuate their homes. Republican leaders in Congress making plans for what may happen should the Supreme Court rule against federal health insurance subsidies for millions of people. Shirley Smith has more.
The Supreme Court's expected to rule very soon on a pillar of President Obama's health care overhaul. And with that in mind, Republican leaders in the House and Senate are planning to brief their party's rank and file on what could come next. Conservatives brought a lawsuit saying that federal subsidies are only for states that operate their own insurance marketplaces. Democrats say they were designed to go to residents in every state. So far, the GOP's been divided on what its response should be. Many say assistance of some sort should continue at least for a while, but others say the subsidies should be completely ended. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Negotiators have less than 2 weeks to come up with a final agreement with Iran on curtailing its nuclear program. Two diplomats in the know about the talks between the U.S. and its partners and Iran say there are disagreements on every one of the main elements for any kind of deal. The two add that the negotiations may have to be extended past that June 30th deadline. This is AP Radio News. Relations have warmed between the U.S. and Cuba, but still no embassies.
No embassy deal has been announced despite 4 rounds of wrangling over U.S. diplomats' freedom to travel around Cuba and import supplies. The issues on the table after the embassies open are far more complicated. They include talks on human rights, demands for compensation for confiscated American properties in Havana, and damages to Cuba from the embargo, and possible cooperation on law enforcement. Although there is some opposition to any U.S.-Cuba warming, polls say detente has strong public backing in both countries, leading many to believe the process is irreversible. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
A South Florida man who didn't want the bank to sell his foreclosed home tried to blow it up. Florida Sun Sentinel reports Tyler Butler faces arson and bomb charges after setting fire to the home and then pouring gunpowder into a bowling ball and trying to blow that ball up. The fire was put out. The bomb squad got the bowling ball. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.